Hi there. The word for you today is practice pure religion. In James 1 verse 27, we read pure religion before God is this. Jesus said about every act of kindness you show towards somebody who is hurting or in need, quote, you did it to me. Think about that. Maybe next time you're too busy to show concern, indeed, you will think about that. In answer to the question, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus told the man who asked it, sell what you have and give it to the poor and come and follow me. Now you think about this. This man could have been numbered among Christ's own disciples. He could have blessed so many people. But it didn't happen, and you know why? Because he was self-focused rather than others-focused. Jesus told another story about a rich man who died and went to hell. Now, he didn't go to hell because he was rich, because many times God promises that if we walk in obedience to him, he will make us rich enough to fulfill whatever assignment he gives us. Now, the only sin this man was charged with was selfishness. He allowed a poor man to sit in his doorstep with his wounds untended, his body ill-clad, his stomach empty, and he did nothing about it. On the other hand, Zacchaeus, who routinely overcharged other people in order to enrich himself, saw the folly of his ways, renounced selfishness, made a decision to follow Jesus, and said, if I have cheated or defrauded anyone starting today, I will pay them back four times over. And Jesus said, salvation has truly come to your house. The story is told of an angel visiting a wealthy man who happened to be on his deathbed. After the man listed all the things he'd like to take to heaven with him, the angel informed him, you can only take what you have given away. Hello, don't wait until the eve of your departure to give. Experience the joy and reward of it now. James writes, pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble. So the word for you today is practice pure religion.